206-1529.
The Holy Spirit brooding, he put the life down there that there's already stuff, we call it potential and possibility. I want to jump around here a little bit. See, God the Father, before he spoke, he had purposed already what he wanted. And so when he spoke, it came. Sometimes what's stopping you or blocking you is that you hadn't really decided what it is you want. And so when you speak, at best, your words are not filled with faith. They're filled with wavering, uncertainty. You wanna sound right. And you want people to think that you believe. And you got all this faith, but you don't really. Because you waver. Because you don't really know what you want. You think it's too big. Tell somebody, you better start thinking big. With your average self. Ain't nothing average about you. Average is really another word for mediocre. Okra. Mediocre. That's what I'm going to call you. When you ain't thinking big. Let me say something. When you don't think, some people just want to blend in all the time, but that's not what the call is on your life. And that's not to be a renegade or a rebel. It's to be authentic. It's to be part of a body, but to be you. Amen. To be the you that God created you, because you are a terrible copy. But the real you, when you shine, is what the body of Christ and the world needs. Yes, sir. Amen. I said the world needs you. The body of Christ needs you. But they need the real you. Okay, let's move on here. The promises in the Word of God are our legal evidence or title deed. All right? Tell somebody, find your evidence. Now, we looked briefly at how faith is the evidence of things not seen. Evidence. Remember, in a court of law, you got to have evidence. Otherwise, it can't stand in a court of law because there's no or not sufficient evidence. Faith, say it with me, faith is my evidence. In the court of heaven, you got to go there with evidence. You can't just go there and say hi. Yeah, what you want? Hi. Tell somebody, stop wasting God's time. He going to love you when you just come to say hi, but you can't move mountains without evidence. But tell somebody, mountains can be moved. Oh, you got to know, on the quantum level, mountains can be moved with words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I said mountains can be moved with words. Amen. More so than with dynamite. Now, faith is the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things. Tell somebody, you pray for things. You ever pray for money, car, healing? You pray for things. Well, faith is the evidence of it. See, in that realm, there are only possibilities. That's why I said you must start thinking bigger instead of just thinking small, because that realm is full of possibility. God said, unto him that believes, all things. Somebody say all. Say all again.
All.
What does all mean? It means all, doesn't it? No, it means some. A couple things. Five things. Seven things. 22 things. All means all. Unto him that believes, all things. You better get God out that box. All things are possible to him that will believe. Now, being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, let's establish this fact. If you'll get on the screen for me, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Let's establish this fact. Herein lies the conflict. Because faith, or let me say it this way. Faith seems foolish to the natural mind. Can you get it? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Okay, now understand, the first line of conflict that you will have in believing God and in moving in faith is yourself. The natural mind does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness. Okay? So that's the first hurdle that we cross over. But now faith is also a confirmation. I spoke about how on our trip in Cleveland, we had to reserve hotel rooms and rental cars, and they gave us a confirmation number. So even though we were here in Fort Pierce, up in Cleveland, the car was reserved. The rooms were reserved. In other words, on the day that we show up, ain't nobody gonna be in that room. Check-in time, 3 o'clock, we show up at 3, room better be ready. Why? We got a confirmation number. See, there's some confirmation numbers in heaven's courtroom. But tell somebody, don't cancel the confirmation. Don't cancel it. Keep fighting that good fight. Tell somebody, be a detective. Now, a detective, you know, people hire detectives to gather evidence. To gather evidence. And so a good detective will gather a lot of evidence for a case to present it in court to bring about a conviction. If you have enough evidence, you got conviction. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or conviction. That's the word, conviction. You have to have enough evidence to bring about a conviction. Amen. All right? You can't just, you know, be hoping because you sang a song about it. That's okay. Rejoice in it. But you got to gather some evidence. Where is the legal tender? Where is the legal promise? Where is the legal right to it? It's in the word. There's a promise. You can get the legal evidence right there from the word and be able to stand on it. Amen. All right? We're going to work this. If it's healing that you need, find in the word, and there are a lot of books that help you to find different verses of scripture. You can even go online, find a lot of things concerning everything the Bible says about healing. And everything that it says about healing Somebody say this with me. Is my promise, my legal evidence, and my title deed. When you have the title deed of something, it belongs to you. When you pay your car out off and they give you the title, the bank don't own it no more. You own it, right? You pay your house off. Bank don't own it. You got the title. It's yours. Well, these promises are our legal evidence. There may be something in here you don't know about. You know, in contracts today, I remember when we bought the property, when we first got it at the auction, it took them almost an hour to get the paperwork ready. And I didn't care, you know, I didn't care what I had to sign. It didn't matter. The property was ours. I was trusting God from there on out. They brought out a stack of paper like that. And I don't know if it was almost every other page I had to initial. And then a few pages I had to sign. I was signing and signing and signing. I didn't care. I was just signing and signing and signing. I don't care. Wasn't reading nothing. Didn't care. Property's ours. Then they gave me that big stack of paper. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You know, they got Ella Watson was there, and somebody else was there. But listen, there's legal documents in here that concern you. Have you read them? Do you know what they say? You could be dealing with something you don't even have to be dealing with. You could be suffering something that this says you don't have to suffer, but you just ain't never read it. You was like me. You were just so happy. I had to pinch myself coming home. I was calling folk. You ain't going to believe what just happened. How many know we need to go here to find out? Amen. Our legal rights. Amen. Okay, let's dive into this. Now, evidence, the reason why we must gather evidence is because evidence is what persuades your heart. Mm-hmm. Evidence is what will persuade your heart. Here's something interesting. Evidence coming from our five senses is relentless. It never stops. Evidence from the world is always bombarding you. Turn on the radio, turn on the television, go outside.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.